Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Johnny Markham. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting second. The left fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The catcher, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Gill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Gill. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gill fields it and throws to third for the out. Vozmak moves to second. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball four. Vozmak moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peacock. The throw from York and he is safe. Peacock steals second. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peacock scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer bunts for an out with unknown description. Markham moves to second. Two outs. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. York settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on York. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vosmak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Markham scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vosmak moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lobbs moves to second. George Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cronin. The throw from York and he is out, Rogel applying the tag. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rogel. The throw from Peacock and he is safe. Rogel steals second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Rogel moves to third. Walker moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. York reaches second base with a double. Rogel scores. Walker scores. Gehringer moves to third. It's 3-2, Tigers. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. York scores. It's 5-2, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Greenberg bunts towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. Peacock hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Markham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. George Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-1 in the game. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rogel moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Peacock and he is safe. Fox steals third. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox scores. Greenberg moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-2, Tigers. George Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-2 in the game. Gill hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-2 in the game. Peacock hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Vosmick moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. York hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Tigers. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Fox reaches second base with a double. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-2, Tigers. Lee Rogers now pitching. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-3 in the game. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground, foul, for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-3 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Gill covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Rogel moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-4 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers juggles the ball. That's an error on Rogers. Rogel scores. Walker moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-2, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. York hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Nonnenkamp pinch hits for Lee Rogers. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Vozmik hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.